basking in the sun then, one day, in Beverly Hills. And Mustache came up to me. "Get out of my way," I said. "You're blocking my sun." Mustache would have none of this, though. He extended a thick group of long hairs and flexed it until he could place their ends upon his midsection. In the rest of us, this would be called putting our hands on our hips. "Now you look here," he said, waving a few hairs at me. "We've got half a zillion dollars. And why? Because you killed some asshole who thought he was your friend. And then some loser couldn't get the judge's order right, so we got the other half. And he got a complimentary tie." "So, what's your point?" I asked. Now, as an aside, Mustache didn't usually talk to me, or to anybody for that matter. But when he had something to say, it was usually deeply insightful and cleverly presented. So I heard Mustache out, knowing that he had something intelligent to say. "Well, he got a fish tie, and you got an entire collection of the finest silk ties in the world." "That's right," I said. "And while he was awarded a pair of scissors which glow in the dark, you were awarded the company that made them." "That's right. So what's your point?" I asked again. "Just a minute," said Mustache. "I'm getting there." He stood in thought for a moment. Then he recommenced. "Now, what if you were the one with the fish tie and the pair of scissors, and he the one with the silk and the factory? Well then, you'd be the one basking in the sun, and I'd be the one digging graves." "That's right. And how would that make you feel?" "Just fine." I had misjudged Mustache. I didn't have anything wise to say, after all. I was even a little disappointed. Mustache was still pretty sharp in his perceptions, though. He saw me give up on him almost before I had completed my thought. "Now, hang on a second," pleaded Mustache. "Believe it or not, I am actually getting somewhere with this." He stood and looked out into the distance again, thinking. "Knowing that you were rewarded with a zillion dollars for killing a man with a rock, if somebody gave you a bucket of rocks again and told you to kill somebody, would you do it if it meant you would get another zillion dollars?" "No." "Why not? Because killing is wrong?" "No." "Then why not?" "I'm perfectly happy with the zillion dollars that I already have, thank you." Mustache, utterly frustrated, began grasping at straws. "If you were poor again, like you were, and somebody would have given you a zillion dollars to kill some asshole, would you do it?" "No." "Why not?" "Because it's more fun to torture people first." Mustache threw up his arms and uttered a wail of despair. He had given up. "What's wrong, Mustache?" "Sassin, frackin, rackin, backin," he muttered as he walked away. For a time after that, I wondered what had made Mustache so angry. A day passed, and then two. Mustache, my best friend in the whole wide world, was missing. I conducted a search, but all to no avail. Mustache was nowhere to be found. So I became a disgusting old asshole. I stopped bathing and I bought a little house in the city. And I became bitter at the world. So bitter, in fact, that I began to spend all my time every day throwing rocks at moving things and insulting them. And all this over the loss of Mustache, my friend. Then one day, a man walked by. I threw a rock at him. I said, "Take this, asshole!" But I was wrong. The man wasn't an asshole. He was a loser. He was Joe. Joe reached, but he failed to catch the flying rock, so he bent over to pick up the rock, and his pants split. found this so funny that I began to laugh insanely at him. In his embarrassed fury, he threw the rock at me, and naturally, he missed. I found this even funnier than his pants splitting. Then, a funny thing happened. He recognized me, and he walked up to me, and he leaned in close. And he said to me, "I remember you. The judge gave you $500,000 because I bought him the wrong sandwich. You were nice back then, though, and now, look at you." We pause here to notice how very bad his breath actually smells. A lot like garlic, dead fish, and rotting fruit all at once. "You've turned into a typical asshole," he continued. When he said those words, I fell to my knees and began to weep. "Yes, I confessed, I have turned into an asshole, and a big one at that." It's true," was Joe's attempt at comforting me. I stood up. "I have an announcement to make," I said grandly. "What's that?" Joe asked. "I'm going to share my money with you, which should have been yours. Since I'm too rich anyway, no sandwich is worth $500,000. "Why, I don't know what to say," said Joe. "Then, why don't you..." "Shut up!" I cheerfully replied.